Moving on now, Yemen's civil coalition that monitors war crimes in the country says that in the first phase of Saudi military operations, 2,450 air raids were carried out. The monitoring group also said during 27 days of airstrikes, about 7,000 homes and 21 mosques were destroyed. According to Yemeni civil coalition, the attacks left nearly 3,700 people dead and injured. 373 children and 300 women are among the casualties. Yemeni civil coalition also says four journalists are among the dead. The Saudi airstrikes have heavily damaged Yemen's infrastructure, including its airports, factories, hospitals. Reports also say Riyadh used unconventional weapons during the first stage of its aggression against Yemen. Let's talk to Press TV's Yusuf Mori, our correspondent in Sana'a. Yusuf, tell us more about the situation after this aggression by Saudi Arabia on Yemen.
The announcement by Saudi Arabia to end its decisive storm operation in Yemen was unfortunately fallacious and insidious. It gave Yemenis the impression that the airstrikes would stop and that perhaps some of the families would be able to return back to their homes in the areas which they previously evacuated from. However, that announcement by Saudi Arabia, it seems that it was to be a strategy, a war-like strategy to intensify the air raids. And ever since the announcement was made, these airstrikes have actually intensified throughout the country. Since last night, we've had six airstrikes target the Ib province in the district of Yarim, targeting educational institutions, targeting mosques, and in the south of the country, targeting some of the local schools. We've also had these airstrikes target military bases in the southern city of Taiz. And from what I'm told, it was a very big explosion that set the entire area, residential areas, on fire. Because, as I mentioned before, all of the military bases in Yemen, they are very close to residential areas. The Fajr al-Atan district, which was totally destroyed, we heard on the news, the mainstream media, announcing that a weapons depot was destroyed by the Saudi airstrikes. However, it failed to say that the weapons depot sits on top of a residential area. And this Fajr al-Atan, as you have seen in many videos, I'm sure it's a neighborhood which has been totally destroyed. I visited there 2 days ago and also yesterday to conduct interviews, and it just seemed like Gaza seems after Israel decides to launch its aerial campaign over there. So,
with regards to the casualties, I mean, how are hospitals coping with the influx of the injured people?
Well, let's not forget, Saudi Arabia also imposed a blockade. There hasn't been any supplies coming into Yemen ever since the operation began. And I was told that when I was at the hospital visiting and conducting interviews, that most of the patients who are injured, they suffered critical injuries. And in such a situation, they would have to be transferred or transported to a hospital outside of the country. However, that alternative is not an option. And the doctors told me that some of those injured will most likely pass away later on in the day. And that has been the case. Many of those who have been injured in these airstrikes, they simply could not receive the required medical treatment and they passed away. They died because the hospitals are running out of medical equipment, and some of these injuries are very gruesome and they're very severe, which require higher medical treatment, which simply Yemeni hospitals cannot provide.
All right, Press News Yusuf Mori reporting from Sana'a. Thanks, Yusuf.